Well, welcome in here to another week of Leash on Life as we take a look at the animals that are up for adoption at the Atlantic Animal Shelter. Andrea Ferrier joining us here on the program once again here this week. Andrea, welcome in.
Thanks so much. It's great to be here.
And I guess you said the shelter may be a little bit lower than normal on counts as far as the numbers go this week.
You know, it's great. I come in here some weeks and we're just, you know, bursting at the seams, and some weeks we're not. This is a really good feeling. So, yeah, we really don't have a lot of animals, but that's a testament to how involved the community is in getting out there and adopting these animals. So we're really grateful for that. But just because there aren't many doesn't mean that there aren't any. So
always some.
That's
usually.
Right.
Usually
that's
never
right.
Empty. So I guess we'll get right into it. The ones that you do have available here this week.
Sure. You know, we don't have any cats, which is sort of astonishing. Yeah. Now, that's as of this moment.
Yeah.
You know, by the time we finish here, they could have picked up another one. So if you're looking for a cat still, you should check them out. But what we currently have available are dogs. And we still have those puppies we've been talking about for the last several weeks. There are still four of those available. So if your family's been looking for a puppy, these would be great. They're not going to be too big. They're just fluffy and adorable. Of the ones that are left, there are three that are black and one that's multicolored, kind of brown, white, black mix. And, you know, they're very sweet. So if you're looking for a puppy, this is a great place to get one. Then as far as smaller dogs go, we have a terrier right now. I think it's, you know, it's kind of hard to tell with mixed breed animals, but, kind of looks like a Cairn Terrier, a smaller dog. I think last week I referred that he kind of looks like Benji. He's tan, and he's a little shy at first. I mean, honestly, I think he'd really rather be in a home than a shelter. So it takes him a little while to maybe get comfortable and warm up to people, but, the shelter staff really, really enjoy him. He's really fun. He's very friendly, and he loves walks, and he looks great on the end of a leash.
Yeah.
So, you know, if you want to have a dog you're proud to take out about town and who can go on walks and jogs with you, this would be a really good one. So
he's got the looks, and maybe he's got the Benji talent too. That might be worth something.
You never know. I mean, that is absolutely right. I got to thinking about that. The last dog that we have available, I'm kind of going to put out a special plea here for somebody to adopt this dog. She has been with the shelter for many weeks now. And, you know, unfortunately, sometimes hard decisions have to be made. It's not the best life for them in the shelter, despite the fact that this is a wonderful shelter and the staff are so great with the animals. But that's really not where an animal wants to be. It wants to be in a home. So I just kind of have a soft spot in my heart for this dog. She's been there a while, and she's kind of, you could just see with every passing week, you know, she's a little more shy and a little more reserved. But that doesn't mean, like you said, that there's not something spectacular waiting inside of her. She's kind of, there's nothing spectacular in looks or personality about this dog that we can tell. She's a yellow lab mix. She's about knee high, maybe. She's just a good all around average dog, but we don't know, you know, who's to say that this isn't the friend that somebody's been waiting for, that she doesn't have some great personality trait or wonderful quirky little thing that's going to just light up somebody's life. So I'm kind of putting a plea out there for people. This dog, this yellow lab, she's been spayed even, which is a significant initial expense that can be saved. You know, you don't have to worry about that. I think she'd be wonderful as a farm dog. She barks when people come up, which can be off-putting. Then people think, oh, you know, she's going to be a noisy dog. But, you know, I really look at it as a benefit. If you're looking for a dog in the country who's going to let you know when things are around or scare off critters that come into your yard, I just really think she'd make a really nice addition, and I would love to see her find a home. So please, if someone out there has been looking for a good farm dog, or, you know, you got a nice-sized yard and you're just looking for a good average all-around fun dog to fit into your family or your home, I'd really love to have someone come and adopt this dog. We really want to find, you know, it's a mission now. We want to find her home. So
you know, got to be a fit for somebody out there. Yeah,
absolutely.
That's the way I kind of look at it. There's lots of pets out there, and people are different, so they want different things in their lives. So maybe this is the one for you. So come on down and check it out.
And look how many we've adopted out in the past week. You know, if those other ones were a fit for somebody, she's a fit for somebody.
There you go.
I do want to mention also, we have two dogs that are not yet available for adoption because they're on the, you know, we hold them for a while to make sure their owners have a chance to find them. One is a young male brindled boxer. He's very friendly and he's beautiful. And I just have a feeling somebody's out there is missing their dog. Mm. The other one is a special interest in the shelter also. He is a pit bull. He's kind of silvery blue in color. He's very well behaved. And this is a really sad case because he has a collar and he has a tag, but the telephone number on the tag is apparently no longer in service. Oh, so if you're missing your dog, please, we'd love to reunite these dogs with their owners. And also, if you have animals out there, make sure that they have tags and those tags are up to date so that they can find you if they find your animal.
And, that's always a good thing to keep in mind, too. If you have lost a pet, this is the first place you need to go to check out because there's a good likelihood that animal is going to end up there at the shelter and then be held for that period to give you an opportunity to come reunite with them. So please stop on by. Absolutely. They're going to do so. Need to know location as well.
Yep. We are on the corner of Sunnyside and 2nd with the wastewater plant. The hours are 2:30 to 5:30 Monday through Friday, or 8 to noon on Saturdays.
All right, and telephone number if they'd like to call ahead?
712-243-2287. And, of course, you can also look on petfinder.com or Atlantic Animal Shelter on Facebook.
All right, Andrea, thanks for coming in once again this week, and look forward to hearing from you again next week here on Leash on Life.
Thanks so much. And when you come in, make sure you tell them you heard about the animals on KJAN.
That's Leash on Life this week here on KJAN.